From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Artie Johnson reporting. World powers gather in New York today for the third round of talks on a proposed Syrian political solution. Weeks before a plan to launch UN-mediated talks between the Syrian government and its opposition. The so-called International Syria Support Group also hopes to submit a resolution to be endorsed by the UN Security Council. This resolution would support the plan for a political transition and a proposed ceasefire. U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry will chair the UN meeting today. The UN Security Council is also turning up the heat on the self-proclaimed Islamic State, strengthening international measures to cut the flow of cash to the group's war chest. VOA's Margaret Bashir has more from the UN.
The UN Security Council has turned its attention to the group's biggest vulnerability, its bank account, ratcheting up efforts to weaken the terrorists by keeping cash out of their hands. The Council is hoping its action will cut off the group's ability to use the international financial system to move money and pay for supplies and fighters. It also will help with the imposition of targeted sanctions and oblige states to report on what they are doing to combat terrorist financing. In its efforts to combat terrorism, the international community aims to make sure there is no safe haven for terrorist financing. Margaret Bashir, VOA News, the United Nations.
Niger's president, Mahamadou Issoufou, says his government has foiled a coup attempt and arrested several senior military officials. In a nationwide television appearance, Issoufou said the plotters attacked the presidential palace with military helicopters just as Independence Day celebrations were underway. Among those arrested, a former military chief of staff. Niger is a major Western ally in the fight against Islamic extremism. This is VOA News. President Obama again sought to reassure Americans about the security risk at home after recent terror attacks in Paris and San Bernardino, California. Speaking yesterday at the National Counterterrorism Center, Mr. Obama said there are dedicated patriots working around the clock to protect Americans.
We're doing more with countries around the world, including our European partners, to prevent the flow of foreign terrorist fighters, both to places like Syria and Iraq and back into our countries.
President Obama has ordered investigators to leave no stone unturned as they learn and work to learn how and why the San Bernardino attacks were carried out. A friend and neighbor who bought guns for the couple who massacred 14 people in San Bernardino, California, 2 weeks ago, was charged Thursday with supporting terrorists, lying about the gun purchase, and immigration fraud. Enrique Marquez faces up to 35 years in prison if convicted on all charges. Marquez legally bought weapons that U.S. citizen Syed Farouk and his Pakistani-born wife Tashfeen Malik used in the California massacre. Investigators determined he originally purchased the guns to use in a terrorist plot he and Farouk allegedly planned in 2012. Defense Secretary Ashton Carter is in Afghanistan today on a previously unannounced stop. The visit comes as the country experiences a growing campaign of violence, especially in the east, where there is an Islamic State presence. A new Pentagon study says high-profile attacks in the capital city of Kabul are up 27% compared to the same time last year. Mr. Carter will meet with military commanders and U.S. troops while in Afghanistan. U.S. and Cuban relations delegations are finalizing details of a milestone agreement to restore regular commercial flights between the two countries. Officials announced the agreement Thursday, which was the one-year anniversary of a diplomatic thaw between the two countries. Although commercial flights won't immediately begin between Cuba and the U.S., people like Eric Galvin, speaking through an interpreter, are in favor of the possibilities they bring.
They can go and see family members who are outside the country, and those who are there can come here quicker and see their families without so much delay.
The U.S. State Department said the new agreement would lead to increased authorized travel to Cuba, such as educational trips, even though tourist flights are still banned. Returning to the polls today, Rwandans. They'll be voting on a referendum to allow President Paul Kagame to run for as many as 3 more terms in office. The ballot question asks for approval of an amendment to shorten presidential terms from 7 years to 5, but also makes an exception for Kagame, allowing him to run for a third 7-year term and 2 more after that. I'm Marty Johnson.
That's the latest world news from VOA.